are back, folks. It is 9:27 on a Tuesday morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050. WTKA online at WTKA.com. We're live here inside the Make the Choice studios, brought to you by Suburban Chevrolet Cadillac Saab in Ann Arbor. Well, longtime listeners to the show know that one of our favorite events to support, and it's one that's put on by a good friend of the show, a former Michigan quarterback, and he is in studio with us right now, Rich Hewlett. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Sam. Thanks for having me.
And great to have you back. And the event, and this is number 5, right?
Yes, it is.
Swing to Cure Diabetes, the 2013 golf outing, May 20th at the University of Michigan Golf Course. And Rich, it's been a huge undertaking. You guys have raised a lot of money. Just tell people about the genesis of the event and how much money you guys have raised so far, all of that.
All right, Sam, thanks. This, as you said, this is our fifth event. The event was kind of started as a joint event between the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation and the University of Michigan Comprehensive Diabetes Center. As I've mentioned here on other shows, my oldest son, Jeffrey, who's now a freshman here at Michigan, has had type 1 diabetes since he was 4 years old. And my wife, Chris, and I, we took it upon ourselves to, you know, try and raise money and to try and support the cause. It was very personal to us. And we were approached by the two organizations and asked if we could do something to kind of bring them together and raise awareness for type 1 diabetes and what was happening with kids and what could be done to try and help find a cure for mm-hmm. this disease. And so we, in 2008, we started a golf outing, and it slowly continues to grow, and we've raised over $225,000, and we've had a lot of success, and we've had some pretty good attendance. So yeah. It's been a real nice event for our family and for the community, I think.
Yeah, a great, I mean, look, doing an outstanding job, not only of raising awareness, but really, really, you know, funding what could ultimately be some real change. I want you to talk about this trial that yeah. your son is going through right now.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, you know, before I got on the air here, my son is now involved in a clinical trial that the U of M Diabetes Center is launched. And what's so special about it, and I think it really personalizes what we're trying to do here for diabetes, is that JDRF has helped fund this clinical trial, and obviously the U of M Diabetes Center is sponsoring it and undertaking it, and it's led by a doctor, Max Piatropalo, who's a research doctor and treats diabetes patients here at U of M, and they are testing, and Jeff is in the initial parts of this clinical trial, and actually he's the first person to go through this here at U of M, mm-hmm. To see whether somebody with long-term type 1 diabetes, if their pancreas is still generating insulin, and if it is, if there's a way to kind of stimulate that insulin production while at the same time trying to suppress the immune system. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating research. It's a wonderful theory and approach. If in fact it works and they're continuing to test to see whether Jeffrey is generating insulin, then it will be a really huge step in a direction of what research is trying to get to. But the fact that our friends, my clients, our colleagues, the football program here, the athletic department, guys like you and Ira, have the people who have been part of this outing. To me, what it's done is it's really personalized and given meaning to what we're trying to do here. It's very real to mm-hmm. to us and to the people who support us.
Well, certainly there's an opportunity for people in the community to show their support. Rich, how can, if someone wants to sponsor mm-hmm. or participate, what's the process? How can they do that?
All right. Well, I do have a website. It's the Swing to Cure Diabetes website. You can go on the website And there's sponsorship forms. There's forms if you want to register to be a golfer that day. If you'd like to come to dinner, you know, later in the afternoon, people are welcome to do that. Or they could call me as well. I work in Novi, you know, with the Varnum Law Firm there, and my firm has been terrific. They've been a presenting sponsor the last couple years and very supportive. And so they could either call or email me, or probably the best way is to just go online, and they could become involved in this event.
And the site is swingtocure.org. That's swingtocure.org. And here's the thing we didn't mention. The Michigan legends or dignitaries that are slated to be in attendance. I heard a certain head football coach is supposed to be there.
Yeah. Well, Brady has said he's going to come on over, and he came over, I think it was 2 years ago, and we have a little program before the shotgun's at 11, and we have a little program before the shotgun and then one at dinner, and Brady did a great job 2 years ago, and he's going to be there again this year. And when I saw him the weekend of the spring game, I was pleasantly surprised that Brady said that he might play.
And wow.
And
that's all I could say. Wow. That's almost like me saying I would play, but that's, you know, I want you to continue to have the event at the University of Michigan Golf Course. So I will refrain from abusing the course like I typically do when I step onto a golf course.
Well, Sam, you and Ira are always invited, and Ira has said that
Ira can play, though.
Yeah, he will play. And one of these years, if it's not this year, maybe next year we'll get you out there and play.
Yeah, maybe I'll take it.
We need lots of lessons for him first. Lots and lots. Debbie, calling Debbie Williams Hope. Sam needs about a year of lessons, and then we'll get him into the event.
Yeah, what an awesome family legacy, though, Rich, to get this started and do so well. And, you know, I'm looking at the money. Last year, you guys raised $58,000.
Yes.
Last year alone. So that was... Yeah. That was awesome. Was that the highest single year tally?
No, actually, I think it was either the first or second year we raised close to $65,000, but last year was a very good year for us in terms of getting people there and interest and sponsorships, and it was a tough year for us a little bit as a family, well, a lot, and. I know my wife, Chris, who's was a driving force between our efforts to raise money and try and find a cure for Jeffrey. She fought ovarian cancer for 6 years, and she passed away last year on the day of the golf outing. And it was a very difficult time for our family and our kids, and I know it'll be emotional this year, you know, as we kind of regroup. And I think it's important to us as a family to be there and to be with our friends and supporters. And like I say, it was a tough time last year. And you know, my friend and roommate and is a defensive back here, Jeff Cohen, who played when I was playing. Jeff, I ended up calling him late Sunday night. And he came in Monday and hosted the outing and did a wonderful job for us. And he and John Wangler and Jerry Hanlon and Gary Moeller, you know, people who did a wonderful job stepping up to help us. And that's really what this event's been all about.
Yeah, like I said, an awesome family legacy. This Swing to Cure Diabetes 2013 golf outing again, May 20th at the University of Michigan Golf Course. You can find all the sponsorship information. If you want to participate, all of that information is on the website swingtocure.org. Again, swingtocure.org. I'd be remiss, Rich, if I didn't ask you while you were here, just, you know, your thoughts on the upcoming season, the upcoming Michigan football season, what you think. I mean, there's a dearth of quarterbacks on the roster. You're going to have Devin Gardner, who obviously has a few starts under his belt, and then true freshman, which you can identify with as well, a true freshman being pressed into action. We hope that's not the case with Shane, but there's always that possibility there.
Well, there's a little bit of irony there. After my freshman year, if you remember, it was the Gator Bowl was – my freshman year, and that's the game that John Wangler got hurt in.
Mm-hmm.
And we, starting the spring of my freshman year, we only had two healthy quarterbacks on the team. It was me and Brad Fisher. And Brad was a walk-on quarterback. And we went through the entire spring with just the two of us. And there was a huge push by John and the training staff to get, you know, Johnny back and healthy for the fall. And, you know, they're in a similar situation now with Devin. I mean, they really have to, you know, he's got to, and being careful is not something that really happens in the game of football. But, you know, it's probably not the most, the best situation,
right.
That's for sure. But I the thing that I see and that I'm really excited about for the program is the way you see them building the program from the defensive front, the offensive line, mm-hmm. and the young kids and players that they're bringing in, these student athletes that are really, they look, you know, it's kind of a rough and tumble group of guys, and I think that's really bodes well for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a stated philosophy of build the trenches, mm-hmm. and then the rest will come. And so far, it looks like that plan is working out pretty well.
Yeah, build it with nastiness. I have to ask Rich this question. Do you ever play football wearing bubble wrap all over? I think that's what we might need for Devin between now and the fall, right? Big pieces of bubble wrap everywhere.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
That's right.
Yeah. I was wondering where you're
going. Because there's no way to really, and you went through it, there's no way to protect a quarterback except the non-hitting part in practice. But at the end of the day, it's still a violent game.
Right, right. And, you know, you're still running, cutting. You know, there's still quite a bit of movement. You know, you have to throw. You're doing all the things. And you know, if a freak thing kind of happens, and those things do happen with kids, then you're really at a disadvantage. And I'm sure that the young kid coming in as a freshman will be, you know, is a very talented young man. But, you know, it's as it, with any freshman, there's going to be some growing pains. And I think, obviously, the coaches and players would like to avoid, you know, too much of that.
Absolutely. Well, folks, Rich Hewlett has been our guest, former Michigan quarterback, and his event, his family's event, Swing to Cure Diabetes. It's the 2013 edition, number five in its history. May 20th, the University of Michigan Golf Course. And again, for more information on sponsorship, on participation, swingtocure.org. Again, swingtocure.org. Just a few parting thoughts on the event. And then, you know, we mentioned Brady, but Brady's not the only Michigan guy that's slated to be there.
Yeah, and that's what I mentioned. Like Gary Moeller, Coach Mo has been a terrific supporter of the event. Yeah, he's been there every year. He's committed to being there. Jerry Hanlon's been there every event. Jerry's been wonderful. John Wangler. As I said, Mike Hart, I think, is going to actually play with us this year. I think there could be a couple other players and coaches that may be there. Lloyd has been a huge supporter. I think Jim Brandstatter and his wife Robbie come. Kathy Schembeckler's been there in the past. You know, it's really been kind of a football, we've tried to make it a family affair. And we've had great return. You know, the people that have played have always come back. And it's just been a really nice event and something that we've tried to do to help these organizations.
SwingToCure.org. Again, SwingToCure.org. Make sure you get out and support what is an awesome, awesome event that's really, really making a difference. Swing to Cure Diabetes. One more football question.
All right.
Before we let you go, we had this debate right before you came on. I saw you over talking to Ira about 9-game schedule versus 10-game schedule. We feel like a casualty of the 10-game schedule would be high-profile non-conference opponents. So question to you as a former player, obviously, is what would you prefer? Would you rather play more Big Ten teams, a balanced Big Ten schedule, or do you want to have the opportunity to play, you know, a high-profile non-conference opponent, even if it comes at the expense of that balanced Big Ten schedule? Maybe you don't see as many Big Ten teams.
My personal preference would be to play the bigger games. And when I look back, now, of course, this was obviously pre-BCS and you know, the way it's kind of involved now. And that in those days, you know, Bo's, the real emphasis was on winning the Big Ten championship, getting to the Rose Bowl. But, you know, for us, I mean, the Notre Dame game obviously was a mm-hmm. huge game. And the memories of going down and playing in South Bend. We went out to Washington one year and played a really strong Washington team. Mm-hmm. We had UCLA come in to Michigan Stadium one year. We went out to Cal and played against a good Cal team. We were in South Carolina and played. You know, there's just as the memories and the competition, I think, is really an important thing for these players. And I do believe that if it's possible to get these kind of big games and to play even a, you know, the home and home type game, and obviously it costs, you know, the program money to do that, but if there's a way to figure it out and a way to make it happen, I think from a player's and probably even from a fan standpoint, there's really something to that. And you think of the Alabama game, although it didn't really go the way, you know, probably the team and the coaches wanted it to go, obviously, but just think of the memories of getting ready for that game, spending the summer getting ready for that game, going into that stadium, mm-hmm. playing that game. Those kids are going to remember that for a long time.
Great stuff. Good perspective, Rich. Appreciate you dropping by. Again, former Michigan quarterback Rich Hewlett here to talk about the Swing to Cure Diabetes, their 2013 golf outing. You can participate May 20th. The University of Michigan Golf Course. For more information, go to swingtocure.org. You can also find the sponsorship information there as well. Brady Hoke's going to be in attendance. Gary Moeller, Jerry Hanlon, a number of Michigan dignitaries slated to participate as well. Hopefully you will too. Well, Rich, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate your time.
Sam, thanks a lot. I always love coming and being here with you and Ira. And I appreciate all the support that you and the station give to this event. So thank you very much.
Always, Rich. Always. 9:42 on a Tuesday. We're going to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, we will be joined by Eric Adelson, Ann Arbor native, Yahoo Sports columnist. So stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.